This week in the parish of Bourses and market structure, MGX name dies, new tick regime in the USA, BYMA buys Nasdaq IT, there's a Merzinger in the conversational universe of the CFTC, and we're wondering, is AIM just a tax dodge? My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 264. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest's daily subscriber newsletter, the unique guide to the Bourse business, sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. Over in Bit Carnage, well, gosh, this is tedious. The blame storm of increasingly frustrated crypto industry is fuming, obsessing about the SEC. Of course, that shows one thing we got absolutely right a year and more ago, which was that the "we're all leaving the USA" argument is just not going anywhere. Just like the people who have not moved to Europe or other parts as they tediously threatened. So the problem is wider than just the US SEC for crypto. However, the crypto lens sees the problem as being regulation, and particularly US regulation. This is identifying the correct question, but it is the wrong answer. The problem is indeed regulation. The difficult part is the crypto folks don't want to actually be regulated, or rather they want a whole new regime because they perceive themselves as incredibly special, but they're realistically just another development in the long arc of history of markets. Thus the scapegoating, and indeed at worst, unforgivably worst, the hate-mongering against the SEC, and particularly Chairman Gensler, demonstrates the underlying failure of the crypto business to promote broad trust in their product. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know that you can read Bit Carnage every day in Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow Bit Carnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find Bit Carnage as a standalone on Substack. Over in the mainstream world of exchanges this week, big news on TIX. SEC adopts rules to amend minimum pricing increments and access fee caps and to enhance the transparency of better priced orders. These amendments to Rule 612 will become law on the first business day of November 2025. Amongst the exchanges, Brad Katsuyama of IEX was the first person I saw on Pixel commenting on the change. Got to be the icing on the cake in many ways for an epic week for IEX, but we're getting ahead of the narrative of this podcast. All the commissioners were eager to comment on what was a unanimously agreed NMS shakeup. Over in Europe, congratulations to Euronext. Have they successfully expanded all their Euronext clearing to all Euronext financial derivatives markets? In London, sadly, there's misery as the dubious dame running the LSE markets has essentially admitted AIM only functions due to a tax break. Thus, LSE's SME market may yet fail under Labour government. In Minneapolis, the grain exchange has filed with the CFTC to change its name in favour of its parent. It's going to become MIAX Futures Exchange LLC. MIAX acquired MGEX in August 2020. Over in India, the NSE, they're having a bonus issue of stock. The exchange fixed the record date for 4 free shares on every one held as being November the 2nd. Over in Vietnam, they've removed the pre-funding rule for foreigner investors in a bid to upgrade the market's standing with the international rating agencies. And Hong Kong typhoon trading halts are sailing into the sunset, as the Benzinga headline ran. From this day forth, that was Monday, September the 23rd, come rain, hail or shine, most notably typhoons, the Hong Kong exchanges intend to stay open. CBOE CEO Frederick Tomczyk has been discussing integration fatigue and what's next for the Chicago-based exchange with Crane's Chicago business. It appears to be he's managing a kind of synchronized rictus grin while what one might perceive his concept of integration failure is a hugely polite description for a poorly integrated whirlwind of acquisitions under previous management. Results this week, not so many results. One key one though, Pakistan Stock Exchange, their earnings were up a staggering 367%. Deals this week, busy week for deals in the parish. All of them were in Exchange Invest Daily, the newsletter no person can afford to be without in capital markets and market structure. For the sake of this podcast, let's look at some edited highlights. Euronext acquired a leading research and market data benchmarking provider, Substantive Research. Axony sold their post-trade technology business to LSEG. Verus Network is a post-trade reconciliation and life cycle management platform for equity swaps used by banks and asset managers. Ion are back in the market. They've begun the $528 million loan repricing. That was after they pulled their deal in August. And of course, they also had issues earlier in the year, and indeed with that hack last year too. Six, meanwhile, round out today's deals. They've made a strategic investment in Carbon Future, a leading digital infrastructure provider for the carbon market. And that reminds us, of course, of IPO Vid, where Bjorn Sibbern, the CEO of the Six Exchange Markets, was discussing Six, the Swiss paradigm, on IPO Vid just a few weeks ago. Of course, there are many realms to the bow of Exchange Invest, and we're proud to have launched a special edition inspired by my visit to ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange on July the 5th, 2024. My original bestseller, Capital Market Revolution, Patrick L. Young, the author, was the first breakthrough book in fintech a decade before that word held common currency. It has over 10,000 new words of additional pith, placing the past quarter century in perspective alongside the original text, which has proven remarkably successful through the years. Capital Market Revolution 25th Anniversary Edition is published by Exchange Invest and is now available as an ebook via Amazon Kindle at a ludicrously reasonable price of $9.99, a quarter the price of the original shorter print book a quarter century ago. Don't forget, of course, as I mentioned Bjorn Sibbern earlier, I guess a few weeks back, if you fancy some financial insights with moving pictures, check out our live stream, Tuesdays 5 o'clock London time, midday New York time. It's the IPO video live show. Catch the back episodes on LinkedIn and YouTube via IPO-Vid. This week we had a fascinating discussion, finding value in the new space economy, for IPO Vid 153 with Dr. Armin Papazian. And our next show is going to be a fascinating discussion of crypto in a regulated world with Aaron Kaplan. Our finance book of the week this week comes from, well, a well-known financial genius, Soros on Soros, Staying Ahead of the Curve, was a book which interweaved financial theory and personal reminiscence, political analysis and moral reflection to offer a compelling portrait of the world and its markets in a dialogue with Byron Vine. Our next book of the week will be unveiled on Saturday in the Exchange Invest Weekend Edition. Don't forget, the Macro Exchange Invest Weekend Edition is in fact free to read if you want to subscribe to that, exchangeinvest.com. But if you want all the news on the bourse business sent daily to your inbox, subscribe to Exchange Invest via exchangeinvest.com. It's last call at the price of $375 per annum to join the exchange of information. With all the improvements we've made recently, our user subscription rate is going up in the fall. Product news, very interesting story from Miami International Holdings. They've announced a licensing agreement for indexes with Bloomberg, rather shaking up the world of exchange index product in the future. Eurex have expanded into the US dollar credit index futures market, albeit I'm not quite sure why suddenly Eurex is going to see itself as a dollar haven when it can't even manage to become the core euro haven. Gifts, Indian International Bullion Exchange, are also planning to launch silver derivatives soon. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, Patrick at derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome wherever you find this podcast. Technology, a bumper week of technology news. Some of the highlights, IPC and ICE have launched ICE Voice, a new cloud-based audio solution for traders and professional investors. That was previously teased that it was going to be coming on March the 1st. Vermeculus have launched their Veritrade trading product, built from the ground up on a microservices architecture with an ultra-low latency, high-performance matching engine and extensive business functionality. Modulus, incidentally, they've exited the business of selling exchange systems. Richard Gardner leaving a message on LinkedIn recently, he's doubling down on AI. Argentina's BIMA, they're adopting the NASDAQ clearing platform. Excellent news for the Argentine stock market, which will hopefully be able to grow along with the Milei revolution. Javier Milei, the president of Argentina, kicked off UN week this week at the New York Stock Exchange by ringing the opening bell on Monday as well. NASDAQ Private Markets and indeed NASDAQ Verafin, a couple of announcements there which just demonstrate the incredible breadth along with that BIMA clearing announcement of the NASDAQ empire. Secondary markets are coming to private platforms. That's the NASDAQ Private Market platform, of course. NASDAQ Verafin, they have announced a targeted typology analytics and innovation to fighting financial crime. Well, finally, NASDAQ have expanded their digital bank fintech presence in Latin America. Regulation news this week, ASIC, the Australian regulator, have received new powers under the financial market infrastructure reforms. The question is, though, will they use them amidst the worst crisis in Australian market structure ever? Career Paths this week, BSEC. The crisis is over in Bangladesh. They have appointed new independent directors to the Dhaka Stock Exchange and also to the CSE boards this week, which will therefore hopefully alleviate a great deal of the worry of the insta-flight post Sheikh Hasina's resignation, which caused all of the non-executive directors that her regime had appointed to be no longer deemed as essentially plausible as directors of the board. Remarkably rapid movement in a very, very chaotic situation in Bangladesh by the regulator over the course of the last month and a half. Finally, in Career Paths this week, Daniel Maguire has been appointed to the Tradeweb Board of Directors. The worrying issue here is that Dan Maguire feels dangerously like he could be defined as the senior manager at LSEG who actually gets markets. I mentioned recently the mega fail by Britain's New Labour incompetent spendthrift government handing a 16% pay rise to train drivers for no change in working practices. That's long before we managed to see all manner of other crises breaking out with what should be a Labour Party government in a honeymoon, but it's actually already a Labour Party government in decline. How dreadful. Anyway, this raises the question, 16% pay rises for train drivers. How archaic are the union rules for Britain's railways? Well, here's one very simple sip of an answer. If a British Railways manager even so much as says a cheery hello to a worker on a tea break, the worker is entitled to restart his entire tea break. Needless to say, automation process was not discussed either by the Labour idiocracy when kowtowing to the unions or by the unions themselves, who, as you may recall, promptly announced more strikes in the wake of their pay rise. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast number 264. Join us daily via exchangeinvest.com for the water cooler of the bourse business. Or if you have a new exchange you'd like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets. This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.